The temptation of the safety of the boat, getting out of the boat. There's a certain sense of security, and especially we look for security in times when there are threats around us, right? That's kind of a primordial kind of movement of our heart. Self-protection, you might say. So we look for a boat so that we can be safe. But the only way that faith can be exercised and the only way that it can be grow is to get out of the boat. That means we have, the essence of faith is about risk. We have to be willing to risk ourselves for God. When's the last time, think about it in your mind, when's the last time that you have risked something for God? When's the last time you've really risked something for God? Or would you, if kind of just reviewing your life, would you say that most of the time I've probably been in the boat, just trying to protect myself? You know, the reality is that faith is about risk. And so the Lord is always inviting us. What does he say to Peter? Come. And so where in your life maybe right now is the Lord saying, come, walk on the water. And you know, yeah, that's obviously a miracle to walk on the water, but there is even something deeper in regards to the representation of water in the gospel. It was well known that water in kind of ancient religions represented the gods of chaos, gods of destruction. And so there was, when water was presented, the sea was presented, that was a negative thing. So the chaos, the destruction kind of life. And so for Peter to walk on the water, man, he's walking over the destruction and the temptations and the chaos of life. If we want to kind of go into this and start making some risks, here's some three things to keep in mind, all right? Three things to keep in mind. So, and this is all really represented in the person of Peter. What does he do? Okay, he's in the boat. We're all in the boat, right? We're all Christians. We're in the boat of the church. And now the Lord is asking us to what? Come. So he's asking us to risk something. To do something that we're not comfortable with. What is that in our lives? In our marriage, in our family life, in our job, personally, interiorly. Where's the Lord inviting me to come? Come to me, walk. Okay? So that first movement of taking a risk, but don't take the risk unless you do the second thing. What did Peter do? He kept his eyes on Jesus, right? You ever visiting with somebody and they're looking at you, but they're really not looking at you? Their mind and their heart are somewhere else. How often is that when we're coming to Mass or even we're at prayer and we're there present, but the eye of our mind is somewhere else and far away? Yeah, right? So to not just be physically present, but to have the eye of our mind and our heart on the person of Jesus. How do you do that? How do you keep your eye, the eye of your mind and the eye of your heart on the person of Jesus? How do you look at him? Well, that's what we believe, okay, with the life of prayer, with the life of the sacraments, the scriptures. There are many ways, there are many avenues for us to keep our eyes on Christ, the eye of our mind on Christ. Don't get out of the boat, don't take the risks unless that you are planning and you are intentional about keeping your eye, the eye of your mind, the eye of your heart on Jesus. Okay, so that's the second thing. And then the third is what? Well, Peter starts walking. The wind comes. He takes account of the wind. He starts drowning. Lord, help. Okay, so the third thing you need to remember is Lord, help. Because you will start drowning. You know, we're all weak. We all have a fallen human nature. We all sin. And so when we start struggling and we move to fear and we're caught up in sin, what if the first thing that we remembered was, put my hand out. Immediately we hear, Jesus didn't delay. Immediately he took his hand and pulled him out. Right? So keeping in mind those three things. Now here's you know, Peter is walking on the water, and the water is looking to consume us. The destruction, the sin of life, right? And that wind comes along to tempt Peter to take his eyes off of Jesus so that he might be consumed by the chaos. Everything in life, God wants us to be concerned about. But there's nothing that he wants us to be consumed about. If you think about all of the capital sins, there's something good connected with each one of them. So gluttony has to do with food. Food is good for the body, right? And so we should be concerned about food. But the winds come along and say what? To be consumed about food. The same thing with our sexuality, right? That's a legitimate concern. We don't suppress it, right? But the temptation, the winds come along to what? Turn us to be consumed with this. How about vanity? You know, which would be how we relate in other people's eyes. Is there a true, healthy appreciation from others that we receive? Oh, yeah. But from moon to being concerned about that to being consumed with it, right? You could take this with all of the vices. The winds come to move us from concern to being consumed. And as soon as we move away from being concerned, we turn our eyes and our heart and our mind away from Jesus. And we begin to drown. But don't despair, because what does Peter do? Lord, help. All right? We got to remember that. There's so much depression and discouragement in our day and age. It's huge, right? Because we've forgotten the role of the Savior. Savior, did you hear that? Savior. He comes to save us. And so what if your narrative does not include the good news of a Savior, then you have no one to reach out for help for, right? It's no wonder there's not an appeal for living the Christian faith or the Catholic faith. It's not the Lord's help as Savior is not even there. But if you embrace these three steps, you'll have a new springtime of faith in your life. Meaning what? That you ask the Lord what he's wanting you to risk. Where is he asking you and inviting you to come in your life? Where? To pray about that. And you'll have to spend time in prayer. Remember from 1 Kings here, where does the voice of the Lord come? In the crashing rocks? No, in the still small voice, tiny small voice. So to spend time in prayer, Lord, I want to know where you are asking me to risk. Where are you asking me to come? Okay? And then the second thing is, I am going to be very intentional about keeping my eyes on Jesus throughout the day, and this is how I'm going to do it. 1, 2, 3. And then I'm going to remember recovery, because I'm not presumptuous to think that I can do this and I'm going to be perfect. That I know that I've got a safety rope, that I can say, Lord, come, save me, save me. Those three steps, my friends, if we would embrace those like Peter, we would not fall into the despair and the discouragement that is constantly at our throats. My friends, we would walk on the water. But how often the Lord grabs us, looks us in the eye, and says, O ye of little faith.